Welcome to Purposeful Living, the podcast that empowers you to live your life with intention and purpose. I'm your host, Maiva Cifuentes, a business owner, investor, marketer, psychology graduate, certified confidence coach, cat mom, and improviser. I'm here to break down the woo-woo into practical strategies that make actual sense. For those that love the idea of leading with their heart, spirit, and universal guidance, but struggle to make any logical sense of it, I'm here to talk it through in practical terms and help you put it into action. In this podcast, I talk about communication and confidence, how to communicate effectively with your body, your mind, lovers, partners, coworkers, clients, and friends. Through science, anecdotes, personal experiences, and practical exercises, we'll explore how your lifestyle and habits contribute to living your best life. Hey guys, how's it going? Today we are talking about the menstrual cycle. So I'm going to see if I can make the episodes a little bit shorter. I don't actually have any feedback from you guys if you like shorter episodes, or if you like the episodes I've been doing that are like 40 minutes, some of them an hour. I'll personally listen, if I like a podcast, I'll listen to it for an hour if I'm at the gym or something, but just let me know what you guys think. I'm going to try to keep this under 30 minutes today. Let's see if I can do it. So I'm talking about the menstrual cycle. I never learned about the menstrual cycle in school, and it is such a game-changing thing to learn about because it's actually hormones that control how we feel and change our energy levels and the way that we receive information and the way we process information and the kinds of things that we can do, and mood especially. So this is something that's really, really affecting half of the population, and we are never taught anything about it. All I was taught when I was a kid was that, oh, you started your period. Well, now you're going to have that every month. I didn't know anything about the different phases. I didn't know that my hormones were fluctuating. And I also didn't know that I can do different kinds of work at different times. Of course, I would learn that, we have this whole stereotype of women get really moody during their cycle or maybe right before their cycle. I might have learned a little bit about PMS, but still not really enough to actually use it to my advantage, which is what I do now, and help myself understand a lot more things about me than I did when I first started menstruating. So one big thing is I did notice that when people talk about the cycle or the menstruation cycle, they are often only referring to the period, where that is the menstruation part of the cycle, but the cycle is ongoing always from the very first period until menopause. It is a cycle that you are always, as a menstruator, a part of, depending on which phase you're in. So it's not only during the menstruation phase. I suggest that you start tracking your period so that this will all make sense to you and you'll be able to start following it. Of course, if you are on hormonal birth control, that makes things a little bit different, and you actually will not be having these kind of fluctuating hormones in the same way as somebody who's not on hormonal birth control. But in that case, you could still track it in a different way, or track it according to the moon, some people say, because you're still cyclical. But let's dive into assuming you're not on hormonal birth control. What happens during the menstrual cycle? So the menstrual cycle is, and please do listen through this. Even if you don't track your period, even if you are on hormonal birth control, this kind of information, I'm shocked that a lot of people still don't know it, especially a lot of women. It wasn't taught to us. I don't even know if it's taught now in schools. I sure hope so, but there's still a lot of women who don't have this information, and it is life-changing. So the cycle is an average of 28 days. And bear in mind that everything I'm about to say, it varies from menstruator to menstruator. The days might be different. So, you know, they say 28 days is an average cycle, but it might be shorter, it might be longer, could be 35 days or 25 days. You know, it really depends on the person, and even varies month by month for the same person. So for example, I'll have a cycle that's sometimes 28 days and sometimes it's 31 days. That's usually in between that, that mine cycle starts and finishes. So the cycle will start day one, which is the first day of your period. So the first day of your period, and then it ends on the last day before your period. And then when you have the first day again, that's when the cycle starts. And it has four different phases, which I'll break down. But before breaking down the four different phases, I just need to talk a little bit about the hormones that are going through our body during that time. So I will mostly be talking about estrogen and progesterone, although we also, of course, have testosterone and follicular stimulating hormone and luteinizing hormone. Those are all sex hormones which do fluctuate with the cycle. The follicular stimulating hormone, or FSH, and LH, luteinizing hormone, those make the ovarian follicles secrete the hormones, which are estrogen and progesterone. So those get, those fluctuate depending on how FSH and LH are operating. And usually they surge on the day of ovulation, which is somewhere in the middle of your cycle. Estrogen and progesterone are both produced by the ovaries, most of it. Sometimes they are produced by the adrenals, but the majority of them are produced by the ovaries, and they help you reproduce. So estrogen is a, let's say it's a happy, it's the happy hormone. It's the one that makes you, increases your libido, makes you want to get out there and talk to people. It increases your serotonin. It modifies your endorphins. And remember the endorphins, what is this bug? Oh, sorry, this weird bug on my camera. Endorphins are, you know, what you get from the runner's high when you go out and do something. Oh, wow. I'm just losing my train of thought here. But when you know, let's just say it's a runner's high. When you've achieved something, you get endorphins. Serotonin is, we all know what serotonin is. It's the happy neurotransmitter, and it helps to stimulate nerve growth. So let's just say estrogen is your fun friend who helps you, drag you out of the house and takes you to party. Progesterone is a chill hormone. It makes you want to relax, calm down, and stay at home. And then we also have a little bit of testosterone, which we all know can help increase your libido as well. So now that you guys know the hormones, I'm going to be talking about them more during this episode. And what I'm going to cover in this episode is as well, like what a little bit over what kind of foods to eat, how you should be exercising during each phase of the cycle, and what kind of work you should be doing. And I'm going to make reference to an analogy instead of always being like, I'm in my follicular phase or my luteal phase. We're going to be talking about seasons. This is an analogy that I really like when discussing the menstrual cycle. It's seasons. So you have winter, spring, summer, winter, fall, autumn, winter, spring, summer, fall. And that is, we are going to create this analogy for the different phases of the cycle because it fits really well. So the first phase of the cycle is day one. It starts when you start bleeding, menstruation. And this is inner winter. So inner winter, why do we call it that? Well, because all of the hormones are at their lowest. They're really like as low as they possibly can. And because they are so low, the top layers of the lining are released, they release and they leave the body in the form of blood. So this is called inner winter because, you know, everything's gone. All the leaves have fallen off. Everything, the greenery is not there. You just want to chill out. You just want to cuddle and go inside and reflect. So when you are bleeding, in your inner winter, your energy levels are not high. And if you put in a lot of effort and do a lot of things during, especially during the first few days, it actually has a roll-on effect for the rest of your cycle, and it increases your stress for the rest of your cycle. So you really want to respect this time and take it really easy. Well, I try my best to actually take this first few days off. completely, or at least don't have any calls. You can feel free to say no to going out with friends. And it just really is nourishing for you to look inside and look internally and just be with yourself and be in quiet. Try to have a social media cleanse. So really not have too much external stimulation and just be with yourself, because your body is doing a lot of work during this time. It is shedding its entire uterine lining, basically. And it's a lot of energy, and you should be allowing your body to just focus on that energy and not add too much extra stress here. So don't go to the gym. Don't do a hard workout. Maybe an easy walk outside. Try to take it really easy on work. Don't take on big things during these days. Of course, not everybody has the luxury to take a day off every time they have a period. But if you could find a way to organize the week so that that could be your easiest few days, or push work around, because there are other parts of the cycle where you are going to be able to work harder and better. So there are different parts of the cycle where, of course, it's different kinds of work. And this would be just chilling as much as possible, at least for the first 1 or 2 days, if you can. If you can do the entire day, I mean, everybody's cycle, like I said, is different. Sometimes my period will last about 4 days usually, but some people have it way longer, some people have it shorter. And the inner winter lasts from the start of your period to the end of your period. Although I personally start to feel better, I can feel the estrogen levels already start to rise sometimes before my period ends. And I feel like I'm kind of entering in follicular phase even before my period ends, because I personally feel a lot better once my period starts, other than the cramp. So I'm not going to talk too much about the food here. You eat foods that are high in iron, because you're losing blood, obviously. So you want to replenish that. And then in terms of exercise, just don't, or just do something really, really easy and gentle, because your body is expending so much energy already just, having a period, that you want to just chill out during that time. So phase number 2 is the follicular phase, or inner spring. So during this time, spring is in the air. The flowers are starting to bloom. People are starting to go back outside, and you start to feel hope again. So this is when estrogen and testosterone are rising, okay? So estrogen, as I said, is the happy hormone. It makes you want to go out. You're feeling sassy. You're feeling fiery. You're starting to get feel like you look a little bit better, and you want to have some friends. So during this time, you're gaining more and more energy as the time goes. Your period is over and you're starting to feel a lot more sociable. So after the bleed, your body has realized that you did not get pregnant in this last cycle, and it wants you to go out and start to meet people again so you could hopefully get pregnant in the next cycle. So it's pushing you to go out and explore. So this is kind of everybody's honeymoon phase of the cycle, where they're feeling their most energetic. So I have this plan where during this time, this is when you start to create stuff. So you're starting to put plans in action. You could have done some planning during the bleeding phase. And then this is when you start taking action. You start launching things. You go out, you meet people. This is really good. So this and the ovulation phase are both good to start getting on calls, doing meetings, that kind of work, and doing that kind of communicative work, because you're getting better and better at communication. So the follicular phase is a bit longer than ovulation, which is technically just 1 day, but kind of can span over a period of 4 days, fertile period. But the follicular phase, you're not quite fertile yet, but you're getting there. You're pretty close to it. And that's also something that people don't know, is you are not fertile your entire cycle. You're only fertile about 5 days of the cycle. But in the follicular phase, you're not quite there yet. So your temperature your temperature will increase right around ovulation or right after. And right now you are burning less calories than you would in like your luteal phase, for example. So this is where you're eating lighter foods. You're eating salads, you're eating soups, you're kind of out and about, and you can go to the gym. At this point, your body is primed to do harder exercises. You can do the HIIT, you can lift heavy, you can basically put a little bit more stress on your body right now because you're able to handle it and you have those kind of hormones to support that work. So this is generally where I schedule writing content, recording podcasts. So far, I've been doing it every week. So I'm not exactly following this for this, but I try to follow it for my other work. And just organizing my schedule around this. But this is, if you were to batch podcast episodes, you'd want to be doing it during your follicular phase, especially if you're going to be a guest or meeting other people. So after the follicular phase, you go into the ovulation phase, and this is when your body releases the egg. So this is when your estrogen peaks. So you start to get really higher libido during this time because your body is now ovulating, the egg is there, and it's ready to get fertilized. So this is where your libido is going to be highest. You're also going to feel your most attractive. Your hair is going to look good. Your skin's going to look good. Although I sometimes do break out during ovulation. I sometimes have cramps during ovulation. So there can be different symptoms for a lot of people. Some people have really bad pain during ovulation, almost worse than period pain. Menstruation pain is because the egg is coming out. So it can also have a painful time, but this is when you are best to, you know, again, do sales, speak as a guest somewhere and try to get those the photography, get a photo shoot taken during this time. So right after ovulation, which does not last long, there's actually only one day of ovulation, but since the sperm can stay inside alive for up to 5 days, you can say that this period is up to, like, 5 days before the ovulation day, 4 to 5 days before the ovulation day, one day after, and then estrogen plummets. It's an estrogen cliff, I've heard it called, where it just absolutely plummets. And you can feel this. You can feel the difference. The day after ovulation, suddenly you're like, oh, God, I'm so tired and, like, grumpy. And this is when we have our beloved luteal phase. So the luteal phase sometimes feels like the longest one. I used to hate it. I used to passionately hate it because of PMS. But I have learned to love it, actually, for other reasons. So in the luteal phase, your estrogen drops, your temperature goes up. So if you're actually measuring your temperature, it actually goes up already during ovulation slightly and then goes up a little bit more during the luteal phase. So you're actually burning more calories during this time. So one bonus, you can eat more calories. You're probably going to be more hungry because your temperature is higher and you're burning more calories during this phase, which for me lasts about 2 weeks. So as the estrogen drops, you're tired, you're a little bit groggy, but progesterone starts to rise during this time. So progesterone is going up. Oh, I did forget to mention the ovulation phase. Sorry, right at the ovulation phase, FSH and LH surge, I think I did say that, which causes the estrogen to, like, spike. And testosterone goes up as well. That's also why you get so horny during that time. Okay, so back to the luteal phase. So luteal phase, progesterone starts going up. And if you remember, progesterone is the chill hormone. It's what makes you want to chill out and relax. Why? Because your body doesn't know if you've been impregnated or not, and it wants to protect itself from going out and possibly encountering danger, something that could be dangerous for the baby. So it says, let's make her tired and chill and make her want to Netflix and chill and stay at home. So during this time, and especially around the last week, this is where a lot of people start to experience PMS, premenstrual syndrome. And for some reason, a lot of people think that PMS means during the period, but PMS is before the period. It ends when the period starts. So PMS is when people can feel bloated, irritable, like overly sensitive, they're crying for anything. But I used to hate it for that reason because I used to get really bad PMS. But I have come to see it, I've come to embrace it because it's actually a time where you can reflect a lot and you have an excuse not to go out and you can really go into your little shell and get really comfy and get really cozy. During this time, you're eating a lot of grounding foods, so root vegetables, broths, and just kind of rich, cozy home foods. And you can eat a little bit more because remember, you're burning more calories. That said, you don't want to go too hard, especially in the second half of your luteal phase. You want to take it a little bit easier, because if you go just as hard as you're going in your follicular phase, I'm talking about exercise, you are going to burn yourself out. So you also want to start taking, like at this time, see if you can wind down the calls a bit and say, okay, now I'm going to go heads down and finish all this stuff that we talked about during the calls. So you plan during the bleed, follicular, you start stuff, ovulation, you do all of the meetings, and then luteal, you start to implement, you kind of have heads down at the end of luteal, you start to review. This is the ideal kind of calendar if you are able to plan your work through, plan your work fully aligned with your cycle, which is really hard for anybody to do, because you have to deal with other people and they can't plan everything around your cycle. But if you could do it, that would be the ideal way. So you could try to get as close as possible to that if you're able to do that. So for example, I have performance reviews. I have team members who I have to give performance reviews to. I usually fill out the performance reviews during my luteal phase when I feel most closest to my, I'm not blinded by estrogen. I feel closest to my, what's the word I'm looking for? Like the judge kind of persona. And I'm able to see everything better during that time. So I can reflect more clearly and I start to put that down. Although you can get really irritable and, sometimes it doesn't feel very clear, but the thing is then you review it and you actually do the performance reviews when you're in your follicular, where you're feeling better and you can say, oof, that was maybe intense. So you kind of can edit it there. But you don't want to do both of them, giving the performance review and filling it out. Don't do those in the same phase. So you might be a little bit more irritable. You might cry for no reason, but you're connected. It's not no reason. It's you're just connected more with your emotions. And it took me a long time to realize that I wanted to be more connected with my emotions and I wanted to receive these messages from my intuition and to see how things might be going. And it's actually a beautiful time for me for those reasons. And then at the end of the luteal phase, you start to bleed again. So yeah, actually in the luteal phase, you probably don't feel as social. You don't want to go out, and you can either grab a BFF and have her come over or just chill out and not feel bad about not going out. So that is the cycle. And if you're able to respect it, it makes a huge difference in your stress levels. And if you're wondering, God, I'm so tired all the time. I'm feeling like I'm burnt out. I don't understand why I feel like I can't keep up. And it's probably because you're trying to work at the same level as a non-menstruating person who have daily cycles. They do not have a monthly cycle like we do. Imagine if they had hormones completely control your mood, your behavior, your energy. And you, as you see now, you have completely different hormone levels every week of the month. So imagine that we're trying to pretend that that's not true and force our way through a work month. Obviously, you're going to get more tired rather than if you accepted it and built your calendar around a way that worked with that. It's also shown that if you exercise or do like a lot of HIIT or a lot of really, really aggressive, intense exercise during the luteal phase, you will release more cortisol, you will stress the body more, which then is a downward spiral. So try a tracking app. I use Flow. There's plenty of other ones out there that are just as good, I think. And you can start to understand your body and start to see why you might be so stressed out. And it might be because you're trying to work like a man when you're not one. You're trying to work like a menstruator, non-menstruator when you are a menstruator. That is the better way to say it. And that's it from me. So if you enjoyed this shorter episode, let's see how far I got. Wow, 23 minutes. Let me know. And thanks for listening all the way. Please do give me a review, actually. I would love to hear back from you. And follow me on Instagram, purposefulliving.co. And I will see you on the next episode.